So we have this Rashi. Zoxel. Nere Abagav Dramar Zoxel Zoxel. So Tavis says a tremendous Taichik. It sounds like a tremendous Taichik. And even though the Mishnah picks the case and he says Zoxel, but you don't have to say it. Aye, so then why does the Mishnah say the case? So I don't really know. Sounds like a tremendous daichik.
No, so he says at the end that it's agav seifa.
Yeah, but I don't know what that's supposed to mean either. So it says if it didn't say in the seifa that he said zoxalo. So then I understand you had to say in the ratio so you should know the seifa. But seifa says amar zoxalo, zoxali sadai. So why does he have to say in the ratio?
No, we do find out many times that the, you know, things are being said for symmetry purposes. And the Seifa, we know why it's needed, to tell you that even with those words, nevertheless, it's not Zaycha. So for symmetrical purposes,
I hear, but it doesn't.
We do find it many times.
I don't know. It doesn't sound so good. And if they can't, you're saying in the Seifa to teach you the Chesh of the Seifa. So in the same way, you should have said it in the Resha. To teach you the ratio, finish of the ratio. Should not say in the ratio. The bet you should not say in the ratio. It's on the safer. So it won't be symmetrical.
What's Rabbi's question?
I'm not a question. I'm just saying that Tysis is very daichet. Rashiva used to have an expression. He used to say sometimes, if I would say this in Blatcher, they would run me out of the yeshiva. You know, like the Mishnah says beferish, the guy says zoxalo. So it's pashup shahat. The Mishnah says you say it, then you need to say it.
What Taiz Divay Mas is zoxaloi? That's the Mishnah talking. That's not the guy.
The Mishnah. No. But Omar. Mishnah says the Omar zoxali sadai.
It says I think Taiz Divay Mas is zoxaloi.
No, but it's the Omar.
I understand. So Taisus the Masa is on Zach Soloi, the din of the Mishnah.
Right, but what is he saying? It says Nira that although the Mishnah
I know, but he's at the wrong Divya Masa. If that's what bothers me, you got the wrong Divya Masa.
I don't know where he's going at it. I have the conclusion. Where it says it works.
Right. So what does that have to do with the Sada?
But he's
telling on the wrong thing.
It says Amar Zach Soli Sadai.
That should be Taisus Divya Masa.
Okay, Akasha, the wrong Divya Masa. I don't know. But the
It's not the wrong thing. Maskel, it's only in the gay. You know what the halacha is.
Yeah, I understand.
The whole thing is the gay.
That's. I'd just rather get off the topic. But the Tavis says Nira Avgav de Omar. So I'm just saying that is a very, very, very big daichik. Because if it's Avish Lo Omar, then why does the Mishnah say Omar? So you say, well, because there's an Echidish in the Sefer. First of all, so
Taisus brings in those words again, Rebbe. I'm sorry, Rebbe. Taisus brings the Zach Soloi. Taisus brings in after he says, they're like that. I would go on the Zach Soloi, Zach Soloi. He brings it in again.
So,
if Taisus didn't care about those words, Rebbe's saying he doesn't care about those words.
Care about those words.
Why does Taisus care about them? I'm asking.
I don't know. That's the words in the Mishnah.
I'm not sure what is the problem. He's saying the halacha of zachsalai. He says, I want to know this halacha of zachsalai is even if he doesn't say those words, still zachsalai.
Right.
He's going on the halacha, although the halacha was stated in case A. I'm telling you that even in case B, zachsalai.
Yeah, I think it's fine too.
Are there other mishnayos that deal with the person making declarations like kol mitzias that's going to come in by chatur today or kuna and stuff like that? So like there's a certain maybe it's not so bad if it's lav dafka. There's a certain consistency with like the general format of a lot of the chatzur cases.
Doesn't say it's consistency with other places.
There's lav dafka, but I think that's just a total lav dafka.
I'm just saying it's just a very strange answer. Okay, I just make an observation that it's a very strange. I'm not asking a question because Taibis says it, but just we should hear. You know, I don't think it should get away saying yes. It's we do it all the time. Really daichik. If the Tana meant it is lav dafka, so it should have said it. Forget it. The whole reason why you're saying it's said in the Sefer is to teach me a chiddush in the Sefer. Why is it teach me a chiddush in the Sefer? Because there's more reason to think that you're kinda if you say it. So the very reason why it's a more chiddush in the Sefer makes why it would be more chiddush in the Reisha not to say it. It's the very same svara. Obviously, if it's a more chiddush in the sefer to say it, then it's a more chiddush in the ratio not to say it. So
it's a tova kamash from the Risha. It's a good idea to say it.
Okay, but that's not what Taisa said. Simon doesn't say it's a tova. Okay,
you didn't have to say that.
Okay, he doesn't say it. Let me go further. I'm just pointing out that it's a daichik answer. But Davis says, and he says it. I'm not arguing Davis. Just for better, that I'm assuming that other people would argue. Like let's say the Gross says that the Rambam argues, so we understand why the Rambam argues. It's a relatively daichik answer. Okay. So Nira, I've got the Amar Zoxalo. Can I mean it ill? Eating it upon the nickname. In other words, the Gemara before was talking about Dawud Abbas. And the Gemara said, Murakasha, why is Dawud Abbas not kind of by when you fall on it by Pepeya? You should come with Dawud Abbas. So the Gemara says, Hokey Maskin the Omar Abbas. Correct the Gemara, the Tikra Baraka, I have a. So why do you have to say? So Gemara clearly says, and if something works, you don't have to say.
Rebbe told us already, this is regular chatzar, and this regular chatzar works with the raisa, Rebbe told us last week.
Oh.
So there's not a din there are bonan by rabbanan. You could say, I want it, I don't want it. By Dawud Abbas, it's
the opposite. The Gemara said by Dawud Abbas, you don't have to say. The Gemara said by Dawud Abbas, there's no logical reason why you should have to say.
Right. So either I want it or I don't want it. I could decide what I want to do with it, right? By Dawud Abbas, I can decide what I want to do with it, right?
The Gemara is saying that you don't have to say it if you don't say. You're kind of. So Tavis is bringing a riot from there. Then who is in here? So what's the problem? So it's a Kavah Chaymer. It's a Chatzar. Dawud Abbas is patterned after Chatzar. Right. Okay. I don't know. So Tavis brings a riot from Dawud Abbas, you don't have to say. The key is to come on the nickname, get over my habit. The Ein Leimar, the Hosam Ein Misham the Nafa Lo Alei, the God Ei Dait Ei Shirel Selikos. Ava Hakam Miyemar the Rai Selikos. The other Rabba, Mashma.
What would Allah be? It's a suffix. What would Allah be?
No, since we don't know, it's varan shalei bravi. Varan bravi is no good. Huh. Now he's saying that you need a poshup shat. Tavis is saying that the item you need a dibur, but you don't need a dibur verbal. You need a dibur with your ma'isa. In other words, the lashon of you have to, of the mission is you have to say zoksani sada. So poshup shat in the mission is you have to verbalize it. If you don't verbalize it, it's no good. Tavis as a gasha, ayin daf yud. It says you don't have to verbalize it. And for Tavis, go there, you did verbalize it because your actions speak louder than words, but as strong as words. It's like a sugin ba'isa inyan by Kedushin. You did a ma'isa that proves your das, so you don't need a dibur. So since you were, you nafal, and the nafal shows that you want to be kinder. So that's as if you spoke, right? That Saivis is half a meter, right?
Maybe it's not. It can't be that the Rabban is stronger than a Daraisa.
I don't know. Parship Shad is the Rabban. Saivis is assuming that they're the same. It's the same. That's definitely a good assumption. But the Rabban, the Rabban of Dawud Abbas, is patterned after the Daraisa of Chatzar.
No, I'm saying because if whatever the reason is, there's a time that the Rabbanan did it. They wanted to have his chatzah kainah. There's a time. By the rice, we don't have this. We have Hilchas Kinyanim. Hilchas Kinyanim have Hilchas Kinyanim.
Okay, so but if you would tell me that the problem of Azan and Suye would exist if you didn't speak, then I hear your point. But that's not probably not true. If you require a deep word, so you require a deep word. It's not going to make any problem of Azan and Suye. So So the Taivis problem is if Chatzar needs a dibur, then also they should require a dibur. What's the difference?
I'm saying, Chacham when I said they don't need a dibur, Lav Dafka, that you need a dibur, the rice. That's what I'm saying.
Rav Gafka, you don't need a dibur, the rice. why would they say you don't need a dibur? That's Saiva's point. If you need a dibur deraisa, why would they say you don't need a dibur drabana?
That's clear.
Okay. So again, so Saiva's wants to say that maybe you really need a dibur. And shad is you have a dibur. So he shrugs it up from the Gemara later. The other rabba. Mashma the Eldino not for Konatve. Okay. Now he only says it's mashma. Why is it not the Feirish? And we're like, what was Taibis? I have a meaning. It says, but you know, how good you
the case wasn't even the Gemara,
the opposite of Taisus.
Maybe because he took a film. Maybe that's why.
What?
The case happened to me. He fell. Maybe if the guy didn't fall, you wouldn't know anything. Maybe Taka would be a big problem if the guy didn't fall. No, his falling is a problem, Agabe, that he was trying to be kind of the wrong way. But maybe you still need the guy to fall, Agabe, knowing his intentions.
Okay, so what you're saying is, can I paraphrase what you're saying?
Make me look good, sure.
You're saying like this, that there are shnei dinim nifradim, right? That there are two different Dine Das floating around here. Is that what you're saying? Two different Ratzins. I think so, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. In other words, there's Ratzin in general that you want to be kinder, and there's Ratzin that you want to be kinder with this Kinyan. So the Nefila definitely proves that you want to be kinder in general. It doesn't prove how you want to be kinder. The carrot, the gabi, the shaita of which system you want to be kind of.
You messed up.
The fida is negative because it shows you want to be kind of with a different kinyan. But as far as the system that you want to be kind of, then the fida proves also you want to be kind of. It's like we had by in Kedushin, what's called kinyan mayo, kinyan eno mayo. I believe it was Rashi had a purple share on it, that if a person's Mekayesh and Isha with a star, which is for whatever reason possible. So do you with the Shavu'ot Pruta, because he was mechaving to marry her. So he had Ratzin to make the Kinyan, but he had Das to use the wrong Nisa Kinyan, because he had Das to use a Kinyan Shtar. He was under the mistaken impression that the Shtar was kosher. And now we want to use a different Nisa Kinyan of Kesef. So that's called Kinyan Mayo, Kinyan Mayo. As long as you have Ratzin to be kinda, you have to have Ratzin which Maisa Kinyan to use. Right? I remember the Rashi had, I don't know a few people, but the Rashi had a Pilpul Shir on it. Then the first in Kedushin, on the first Berakah Shmuel, the Berakah Shmuel quotes a Rekiva Eger that says one thing, and if you look up Rekiva Eger, he seems to say the exact opposite, and it's very, very strange. That was part of the Pilpul Shir, that the Rekiva Berakah Shmuel is very strange. But in discussing here whether you need a dibur for kedushin, dibur ratzin, whatever what you need. But so Pashup Shan and Taisus, the Chayra Taisus has a very good avamina. Taisus say, the husband manager of the novel, Gode Daite Shereza Niknos, he doesn't mean Gode Daite that he wants to be kinder with Chatzer. He's Gode Daite that he wants to be kinder. So therefore, that you need a dibur that you want to be kinda. So how does Saiva? So what does Saiva say? The other Abba, it says there, you don't know if I'll kind of tell you. So I don't understand the other Abba, right? Chayra Saiva's other Abba makes absolutely no sense, because since you are right, since you're right that there are two different rutsins here. There's Ratzin to be kinda and Ratzin which type of Kenyan you want to use. So the Gemara, the Nafal is a negative because you have negative Das, so you don't want to use this Kenyan. So that's why it's a negative. But the Gabi, the requirement that you need positive Ratzin to be kinda, the Nafal is a positive force. So how in the world over here you don't have the negative and you have the positive? The person, you need the positive. In other words, you're saying, you need a positive gidui that you want to be kinder. Otherwise, it's varin shibalei. So here you have a gidui, you want to be kinder. You have to speak. If you don't speak, you're not kinder. Because Varen Shalei, whatever, you have to show that you want to be Kaina. What was the Gemara's Havamina over there at Daf Yud? Because there the guy was Megane and wants to be Kaina. Gemara is answering on Yud on the base. Yeah, but even though he wants to be Kaina, but he was Megane Das, he doesn't want to be Kaina with this Kenyan. Havamina didn't know. That's a very big Kiddush. That he's Megane Das, he doesn't want to be Kaina with this Kenyan. The Havamina didn't know that, or they thought that that doesn't make for a difference. So fine. But the Maisa, there's no riot from that Gemara against here.
Yeah, but then you aren't you forced not to say that the Gemara is Havamina over there? When the Gemara is asking that the Itokin Rabbanon, then why does he have to, why do I need an Amira? It is predicated already on the fact that it's not full. Pashtos, the Gemara is asking that without any,
of course the case is not full. The Gemara knows not full. That's what the Titus says. The Gemara says the Ein Lomar the Asam Hainim Yishim the Nafal. That's what Tavis wants to say.
I understand, but when the Gemara made that question, when the Gemara raised the question, Itakinu Rabbanon, then Kilo Omar my Have,
That was predicated on the fact that it was Nafal. Yes, that's what Tavis says. The Ein Lomar the Ein Asam Hainim Yishim the Nafal. That's what Tavis says. Yes. It was predicated on the fact that he's not foul. Yeah. And since he's not foul, he's Megana Das, and he wants to be Kaina. I, the Gemara, shrugged it up. That's because the Gemara was Ma'irir a whole new point, that the Nafau is a double-edged sword. It's good because it's Megana Das, and you want to be Kaina. Yeah, but it's bad because it's Megana Das.
What's happening?
You don't want to be Kaina with Nefila.
A lot of things.
With concert. So there is a negative and a positive. And
come on, that was Bubby's idea.
Okay. So that.
Yeah,
that
for us. We did it together.
Kai, are you able to meet all of us?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to do that. Down.
Okay.
Anyway, so.
What's the Ein Lomar?
Taivis' Ein Lomar was that you have that there's a requirement you have to have a dibur that you want to be kaina, but you can speak either with words or with action. So on the reason why the Gemara had a kasha on Daf Yud is because over there you're speaking with your actions that you want to be kaina. So I don't understand how Taivis slugs it up, because it's true. You did speak with your actions that you wanted to be kaina. The Gemara is only saying a new svara, that even though you wanted to be kaina, but you didn't want to be kaina with a Kenyan Dawud Amis. So there's such a thing as, like was said, there are two different rutsins. There's rutsin that you want to be kaina, and rutsin that you want to use this Kenyan. So the Gemara is saying that, there's Taivis that you had, and you need to express that Ratzin, that you did. You did that over there too. Over here, and the Gemara answers that there's a psul if you have Ratzin that you don't want to use, a negative Ratzin that you don't want to use this particular type of Kenyan. Okay, so that's a psul because you had negative Ratzin against a particular type of, against this Kenyan. But you need the Shnei Dinim Nifradim. There's a requirement that you need positive Ratzin to be Kaina. That you have Ratzin, you have to express, not just you need Ratzin, you have to express positive Ratzin that I want to be Kaina. That's that, and that over there you have, because in the Fila definitely proves that you want to be Kaina. Without that expression, we wouldn't know if you want to be Kaina. Maybe it's just clutter, there's a mitzia. Who says you want it? You don't necessarily want it. You have enough garbage in your house. So who says you want another someone else's god mitzia that he dropped? So the we don't know if you want it. So we need a gidui that you want it, either with words or with a maisa. The fila definitely solves that function. The Gemara came out that the fila is no good. That's because the fila is a double-edged sword. It supplies a positive function, but it simultaneously causes a negative because it's megada that you don't want to be kind of with David Amish.
So what does Tosis mean when he says de'ilai nafal kana tzvei? What is he talking? What is he saying?
Tosis is saying that's what I don't understand. Tosis is saying that there's some mashmos on Yud Aleph that if you're that nafal is all bad and if you wouldn't have nafal it would be better. That's not that that doesn't saddle. Nafal could be simultaneously good and bad. How does Agam Gufa arguing? I don't know where Tosfos sees. Tosfos himself said, that means that Tosfos understands that you can say that the Nafal is good. So Tosfos the Adirab. That's because Nafal, where does he see that?
That's good.
The Gemara says that Nafal also has a negative. Okay. So if it doesn't, just because the Gemara says that Nafal has a negative, doesn't mean that it doesn't have a positive. I'll give you an example. A guy has, a person has a heart condition, okay? They do an open heart surgery to go ahead and they open up the valve, the blockage. He has a blockage in his heart. So the open heart surgery solves the blockage problem, except that he gets because you get sick from something else. The open heart surgery is other problems, infections, whatever. What?
Infections.
So you don't say that the open heart. You don't say, oh, yeah, the open heart that surgery solved one problem. It caused a different one. We have lots of things like that. So you can, but who? Maybe you know if he wouldn't have done the open heart surgery, he would have died from the blockage. The open heart surgery saved his life from the blockage, except that regretfully it caused a different problem.
How's it good, Rebbe? I can't get that. How is it good if he was not falling love? How's it good?
Because not falling love has a positive. The Gemara here said, Tavis is Hava, I mean, it was that you have to say Zoxali. Southern, because it's tight. If you learn the Mishnah Kipshuto, the Mishnah says Omar Zoxali, which means that if it says it, you have to say it. Why do you have to say it? So there's some kind of requirement that you have to be Megada Das, that you want the Kenyan to be kind of. You have to show Ritzui. You have to be me. Otherwise, it's like Dvaran Shebelev to Havi Dvaran. In order for a Kenyan to work, you have to have Ratzin. You have to want to be kinder. You have to be excited. I want to be kinder. And since it's a chisharin dvaran shevalei, so there's a havamina that Tavis had a havamina that you have to express your ritzui. You have to express that you want to be kinder. We see this piece of somebody's, you know, lost object fell in your house. Who made it? You want it. You know, someone dropped a pen. I have a million pens in my house. I need your used pen, like a locking cup. So who says I need it? So we need in order for Tavis Havamina was that in order, you see a svi shaver. I got plenty of svi shavers. I don't know. Who says you want a svi shaver? You know, I'll tell you a secret. If a svi shaver walked in my backyard, I would not want it, right? I don't know about you. So in that pasha that a guy wants a svi shaver. So the Havamina was, it says in the Mishnah, you have to say, you have to say, Zoxali Sadai, means you have to make a Gilui Dasi, you want it. Frank Tavis, so how come the Gemara thought and Daf Yud it's good? Teretz says, Tavis himself says, because the fact that you were Nafal proves that you want this thing, this object that fell on the ground. Why are you working so hard to this payah? Why are you falling on it? Obviously, you want it. Otherwise, if you were being about gaiva, says, I don't need payah. I'm not an ani. I don't take payah. So you went to fall on it. So the fact that you fell on it proves that you have rotzen. So
maybe only over does it work without an amira because he fell?
Yeah, because over there you fell and you spoke with your word, with your actions. Actions, we know in the Sugya of Dvarim Shebalev that you can speak with words and you can speak in actions. Asukim Ba'iso Inyan is also like speaking. In the Gemara and Gittin, when you can use hand motions. Give it to milsei. According to I think that's how it passed. I don't remember. There's megana. Maisim are also like words. There's no chisaron advar shalev avidvarim when you show an action, because an action you're megana your das to. So Tavis is having it was that really you need a gila das that you have rotzen. Why does Igmar there say it should be good? Because he didn't speak. Terence says, because the falling is a gila das. Says, yeah, but the Gemara of the Maskana says it's no good. So, of course, Tavis only asks Mashman. He doesn't ask Tom straight to the Maskana, because the Maskana is not a clear raya against what we're saying. Because the Maskana is saying, if the Maskana was a clear raya, he wouldn't say Mashman. He would say it's beferish against that Gemara. Terence says it's not beferish, because that Gemara, even though that Gemara says Nafila doesn't work, is negative. That's because the negative. Because it's a negative, because you're showing that you don't want the Kenyan Dawid Amis. But so I don't see how that slugs up the Ein Leimar. The Ein Leimar.
I thought the Gemara's Lashon is, I forgot the Loi Omar, so what? It works anyways. That's nothing to do with the Fila. It's just a lack of a negative.
If that's not what Tysis says, when you write your own Tysis, you can ask that question. That's not what Tysis says. I'm sorry. Tysis is ready to answer the Ein Leimar that the Fila does it. He doesn't shrug it up the way you shrugged it up. He only shrugs it up from the Gemara later, not from the Gemara before. And I don't see how you shrug it up from the Gemara later. The Gemara is just pointing out later that the Fila simultaneously, Bevas Achas, granted it has a Maila, but it also has a Chisarin.
It's not a Maila that makes for a Maila. The Nefila is not a Maila that makes for a Maila.
You can't do that. Taisa said it is a Maila. Taisa said the Ein Leimar, the Hasa Maila, Misham, the Nafal. So Taisa is ready to accept that it's a Maila. So please do not argue with Taisa.
Because the step before the
to accept that it's a Maila.
The step before the problem, Rebbe.
Proves it not so from the Gemara later.
And Rebbe, the step before,
he proves it later. It's a Maila.
Because Rebbe, the step before, the Tosfos is not saying that we ever need a Maila to show that somebody wants a Tzvi Shavur. We don't have to show this positive thing. Tosfos is saying we can't have a lack of a negative. That's all we're saying. We can't have that you want to do a different Kenyan. Maybe I want a Zachs Sadai. Maybe I want a different Kenyan. It's not shot that I have to show I want the item. I just have to show I don't want a different thing.
So we disagree. What can I do?
According to this understanding, Tosas Havamina, which can Rebbe explain the three steps in the Gemara on Yud Amud Aleph when first
yes. The Gemara on Yud Amud Aleph, the original Havamina saying that you're not going there because you didn't say something. Okay, I don't know what the Havamina says. Why do you have to say you were Megada Das? That you want. In other words, because you need the Gemara is assuming, like Tavis is Havamina here, that in order to be Gaina, you gotta have a Gilui Das that you want to be Gaina. So the Gemara is Havamina, but since you didn't say anything, so you weren't Megada Das that you want to be Gaina, so therefore you're not Gaina. Ask the Gemara Kasha, what do you mean? Why Kilo Omer Mahave? Since you fell, and you were Megada Das, but you're in the Fila that you want to be kind of, so you should be good.
Can Rebbe explain that step?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
No, just explain it again.
The Gemara starts out Daf Yud. Again, it's a riot to type it as Havamina. The Gemara starts out as, why aren't you kind of? The Gemara says, "Okay, my skin into the Amar Akhi." So the Gemara's Amin is that you have to be Amar Akhi. Why do you have to be Amar Akhi? So this is like Tavis is Havamina, that there's a requirement that in order for Kenyan Chotzer and Kenyan Dawud Amis to work, you have to be Megada Das that you want to be Kainan.
Where does Rebbe know that from?
Wait. Give me a Kenyan. I want to attack. So that was the Gemara's Havamina. So the Gemara goes ahead and says, "Ask the Kasha." So the Gemara's Kasha was, says Tysus, that I, what do you mean? What's the Gemara's kasha? You need to negate das, so you want to be kinder, as we see on Yud Aleph. So the Gemara's kasha is my ave, because you were negate das, because even though you didn't speak, but you're negate das with your action.
That's not mashma in the question. The Gemara's question is mashma that I don't need any gilui das.
But that's what Taisa says. The same thing. Taisa says this. Taisa says that ain loymar. The Taisa brought a rye from those words. Taisa says the ramin and el eat the thing about the nickname can omer my habit. Taisa says the ain loymar. The husband of Ainam Hisham did not fall God alay God alay God alay died what's the nickname. So Taisa is ready. Taisa is ready. That was Tavis's kasha. He was asking from those words. And now Tavis says, ain't no more that this is chat in those words. So Tavis is ready to explain those words. You don't like it? Then I don't. That's Tavis is ready to do it. Tavis, this is less Tavis than saying lav dafka. Tavis is ready to explain those words that the Gemara means, even if it's the right, kilo omar my having. Since you were nafa when you were megana das, so you want to be kind of.
The lesson of the Gemara should be the nafa.
I agree, but Tavis is ready to say it. That's what Tavis says. Tavis is ready to live with this. Maybe Tavis agrees with Tavis, but it's surely less Tavis than saying that Tavis is less Tavis than saying that Zoxel saw this lab dafka. So
where's the end of the Ein Laimar? This is the Ein Laimar. The Hassam is a separate statement, or is it part of the Ein Laimar?
Ein Laimar, and don't answer. Don't be daichik my raya. The Hassam that over there on Daf Yud.
Meaning the Hassam is part of explaining what not to say.
Yes, this is Ein Laimar.
Where does the stop?
That's all part of the Ein Laimar.
That's all part of the
Ein Laimar. Yes.
And the Adaraba is going
back. Adaraba slides up to the Ein Laimar. Okay. So Tavis is saying a very nice Ein Laimar. Now you people think Shmuel also thinks it doesn't fit into Lashon. Okay, but Tavis is ready to say it.
Rashi Yud Amar Aleph, the bottom Rashi, right? We're talking about what type of kingdom. We're not talking about a Ritzo that I need to show a Ritzo in order for Chatzah to work. The Gemara says Klors, it works either way. The question is, do I have to show a ritzui for that kenyan, or do I have to say that I want that kenyan? Some kind of saying, otherwise we might think I want a different kenyan. Not that I don't want the chefta.
I agree with you, but there's, but when Tavis in the beginning, said an artisis, I'm trying to learn artisis, not the afyut. And Tavis artisis, Tavis says the ein loymar. So Hashem Ayin Hashem the Nafu Alo Gode Died the Shereitz and Nitzas.
What was Tavis? Jimmy.
What was Tavis's Hava mean? Tavis Hava mean was he's Gode Died that he wants to be Nitzas with David Amos, or he wants to be kind of Sam some way. Tavis Amar he's Gode Died that he wants to be Nitzas. That he wants to become with David Amos. I don't believe that Tavis had even a crazy Havamina that when you're Nafau, you're Gode Daita that you want to become with David Amos. I don't believe in a million years. So Tavis Havamina was that besides the Gide Das that you have to, that the Das that you want to become with David Amos, you need Gide Das that you want to be kind of in general. Because otherwise, I don't understand what Tavis is saying Lomar was. So Tavis Ein Lomar is that there's a requirement that you have to have a Gide Das that you want to be kind of. Now, I agree with you, Shmuel, that that's what the Gemara is talking about, something else. That's exactly what my problem is. When Tavis said the Ein Lomar, he was talking about a Gide Das that you want to be kind of in general. When the Gemara says, they're talking about that he doesn't want to be kind with this particular kinyan. So he wants to be kind of. He just doesn't want to be kind of with David Amos. So therefore, to me, it looks like there's Shnei Dinim Nifradim. There's two unrelated topics. There's one das that you need a resource, that you need a gita das, so you want to be kind of. There's a different negative das that you, if you have negative das, you don't want to be used this kinyan, it doesn't work. And I don't see, therefore, how Tyson shrugs up his chat. I don't see it. Because something, the nefila can be simultaneously good for one and bad for the other. I'm saying it's like my open heart surgery. Open heart surgery solves one problem, creates a different problem. So nefila solves one problem and makes a different problem. What's was very nice.
What Tyson is saying is that the falling is Edson Tyson thinks it's a positive, and now Tyson switches that falling is somehow a negative, right? That's the structure.
No, but I know how it's a negative. But Tyson feels switches, that by showing it's a negative, shrugs up what I said before that it's a positive. And I'm asking that it doesn't shrug it up because something can be simultaneously a positive and negative at the same time.
But it can be better.
Two different tracks.
It can be better or worse.
One track is a positive and one track is a negative. A person has a certain condition. He takes certain medicine. It solves his condition, but it gives him an upset stomach. So the medicine was good. I have a headache. So I take the medicine. She's saying, you feel better? Oh, now I have a diabetic. I have cramps in my stomach. So the medicine solved my headache, but it gives me stomach aches. Okay, so that's not a stira. Certain medicines are good for headaches and they're bad for you prescribed the medicine. Now it's giving you a stomach ache. You'll say, oh, you see, the doctor was wrong.
No, but it's not exactly the same thing. Rabbi, it's not exactly the same thing. Here the pshat is, yes, I have kavana for all kinds of kinyan, yeah? Except for one. So okay. Within, I'm removing. It's not pshat two separate tracks.
But I was megada das and I want to be kinda.
Yes, but not with this. But not with this. So I want everything okay. X minus one. I want all X except this
okay,
one.
Okay, so but you, it's as far as the requirement, I think you have to have rutsa that you want to be kinda. You do want to be kinda. So that it solves, it works good for that. I mean, that was obviously Tyvis's Havamina. Havamina doesn't make any sense. Tyvis's Havamina was that you have to have das that you want to be kinda. And Kenyan Mayo, Kenyan Aina Mayo works. That's in the Yeshiva Shishprach. As long as you have das, you want to be kinda. You don't have to have das which way you want to be kinda. I, the Gemara over there, says it's no good. That's because you have negative das, but you don't want a particular Maisa Kenyan. Obviously, negative das, you don't want a particular Maisa Kenyan, of course, doesn't work.
So Rebbe Pshat is that Tosis is saying, that by the Nefila, Tosis understands that once somebody falls, we understand, like Rebbe's saying, there's a reach for a Kenyan. He wants to make some kind of Kenyan, but it's neutral. In other words, we're not going to say it's negative. We're not going to say it's positive. It's neutral, which allows us to say that the Chatzar, since the Rabbanan wanted the Chatzar to work, they're Masakin Chatzar with the neutral. It's okay.
Okay, I would say it's more than neutral. It's positive.
What we see from Tosis is Tosis says, the Ein Loim, you can't say that because the way the Gemara asks it is that even though I have a neutral, even though there's almost like mitigating the neutral and saying, Lamaisa, my hobby, it should still work. Mashma, that if he didn't fall, it would be even better.
So the Gemara doesn't ask for my hobby. Tyvis is asking from the next step, not from the my hobby. I'm sorry, I don't agree with you. Tyvis only asked from the next step in the Gemara. He's not asking from the my hobby. Tyvis was happy with the my hobby. He passed that. He said, but Ein Loimar solved the words of my Havik. He's only asking from the next step of the Gemara.
When Tosis says Mashma, Rebbe, Tosis says Mashma El, the Elo Nafal Kona. How does Tosis know that?
Because of the Gemara is the next step in the Gemara. Because the Gemara later says the next step of the Gemara. Gemara says, the Gemara says over there, keeping the nafel, God the taite, the mefila nichle the nichle, barmas and nichle the nichle.
Mashma lovely little nafel kind of fe. Eloy nafel kind. The Eloy nafel kind of fe. I think it's a nafel.
Because the Gemara says kiven the nafal. Because of those words, kiven the nafal. The only thing I can think of is that the word, if nafal would be good and bad, you wouldn't use a lashon kiven the nafal. You know, kiven the nafal implies that nafal is in other words, if Louis Yisuri was bad, even in other words, if Louis Yisuri, your person would have died without the nafal. As in my case of the open heart surgery, without the open heart surgery, the person would have died from the heart, from the blockage. The open heart surgery solved the blockage, but killed them because of infection. So you wouldn't say, you know why he died? Because of the open heart surgery. He would have died without it. So since he would have died without it, you can't say the open heart surgery killed him. So saying kiven the nafal, that's implying that the nafal is what's killing the person. If he wouldn't have been nafal, he also would have been killed. So don't say kiven the nafal. The Gemara would have just, without the witness of kiven, the Gemara says, maybe that would be okay. But the word kiven, since you were nafal, like what do you mean since I was nafal? I had to be nafal. The word kiven to nafal sounds like it's your fault because you were nafal. Who told you to be nafal? Since you were nafal, I think the word kiven. And you know, the kiven is like blaming the nafila. We're upset with that nafila. That nafila, it's all the nafila's fault. Kiven to nafal.
It's the nafila's fault because if you wouldn't have done a nafila, you would have done an amira.
Okay, but your mind didn't do it. So the nafila was done. He didn't do an amira. So it's that's why it's mashma, right? Like he needed the nafila for the amira. So don't blame the nafila. The nafila came to solve it. And amai, you tried to save the patient with an open heart surgery, and you didn't realize that it also simultaneously killed them. But don't say that the patient died because of the open heart surgery.
Tesis knows that it's a havamin as well. Tesis knows the kivan.
I know, but it's only a mashma. That's why it's only a mashma in the lashon. Tesis only shlugs up. It's in the word. Tesis only shlugs up his pshat. He says the mashma. So I think it's mashma that mashma. Because why can't in the fila be simultaneously good and bad? Well, it says in the Gemara later that the nafila is something bad, but how is it mashma in the Gemara that the nafila is not also something good? So maybe because the word kiven is like we're blaming the nafila. You know why you're no good? Because you failed. And if I wouldn't have been falling, I'd be in worse shape because I'd be missing at something else. So don't say I wasn't kind of because I fell. The fall was. It was positive. It just say that in the positive thing that you did, there was a negative. But kiven, I think the word kiven, like we're blaming that we're upset with you that you fell. Because you fell, that's why you're not kind of. That's mashma that the nafila is all negative and no positive.
So I don't need a ritzui?
Titus wants to prove that the lashon of zaksa lisa dayo is lav dafka. So Tavis is trying to prove you don't need a ritzui. Yes, that's what Tavis is trying to prove because he's saying that we don't need the fact that he was nafal and megana das because the Gemara holds that the Gemara knows that that's totally irrelevant and therefore the nafila is only negative and not positive.
So what's
Tavis
saying from the
Seifa
of the Mishnah? What's the problem
with
the
Seifa
of the Mishnah?
Well, we didn't get to the Seifa yet. Tavis is saying that the reason, the Gemara and the Reisha did not have to say it. As far as the Reisha is concerned, there was no purpose to say this. Served no function whatsoever.
Okay. There's a switch in the Kivan. They both have the Kivan. According to Rebbe, Tavis knows the Kivan and thinks it's positive. And then the Mashmos is that the Kivan's like a like all in the kivon, and that's the only.
And it's only a very weak shlug up. It's only a mashma. Taimi says mashma.
In a mashma, I can use it one way and then use it the other way.
Yeah, it's just a mashmos in the lashon. It really, the pshat wasn't so bad, but it's not mashma. Okay, then let me go a little further. I don't know. I want to get to know further. Okay, one second. Oh, boy, now this is another rat. The Amrav Yisrael Chanina, Hatzeh Shodan, Kain HaShlomi Daito. So this I don't understand at all. What don't I understand? I mean, maybe I'm not, so he's not going to be such a good guy.
Why does Chase run to Dav Yud if he has a Befer Shugamar right in the next line?
Yes, yeah, see that? We agree. I agree with you. Right, another, Tavis is very funny. Tavis wants to know, when the Mishnah says his Tiber is a Dafka Latav, so he goes to a Gemara. Such a good raya, and then he said, "Well, it's still mashma." And then, on the second raya, if you read the our Gemara, the Pharisee says that you know that the chutz is going shalom daito. So what do you want, Tisus? Like what was Tisus's discussion? The fact that if they oh, it is a good raya, so it's a good raya. So what are you talking about? Like what are you bringing to that yud and hacking with it? Even if that yud wasn't the fairish, you can be fairish.
Well, the Rambam has a shita too. Like it may not be so clear cut that it's a raya. No. Also, we sort of taking a chance that Gemara didn't actually ask the question between Rav Yossi Bar Chanin the Mishnah directly either. So is he trying to get involved in that too?
Okay. So what are you saying? You're saying that Tisus didn't ask a question from our Mishnah because he felt that you could answer our, you could be done from, not a Mishnah, from Rav Yaisi Rav Chanina, because you could die like the Rambam. But then the problem is, Pashtus, if you're ready to be die Rav Yaisi Rav Chanina like the Rambam, so you could also be die the Gemara and Daf Yud like the Rambam. The same exact way. How does Rambam
daychek? Explain the daychek.
Well, who says the Rambam is shaykh to Daf Yud?
Let me explain that. How does the Rambam daychek the Gemara of Rav Yosef Rav Chanina? Because the Gra says that Rav Yosef Rav Chanina was speaking about a chotzer mishtameres, and maybe the Rambam argues with the Pashas and Rashi that our case becomes mishtameres. And he says that our case remains a chotzer she'ena mishtameres. So there are two different systems. There's a chotzer mishtameres, and that doesn't need an amira. And then there's a different system of a chotzer she'ena mishtameres with a omei betzida. So the chotzer she'ena mishtameres with omei betzida needs an amira. Rabbi Yosi Rav Chanina said chotzer doesn't need an amira. That's a chotzer mishtameres, and shnei dinim nifrad. But if that's the case, so l'chayra, David Amis, which was Rabbanan were misakein kein chotzer, so it's very possible that they were misakein at kein a chotzer mishtameres. So the, which is, I believe they said, the Rambam says the Farish, that David Amis does not need an amira, even though the Rambam holds that a chotzer shein and mishtameres would all maybe see that does need an amira. So the Rambam, the same, according to the Rambam, just like a regular chotzer doesn't need an amira, David Amis also doesn't need an amira.
Wouldn't that depend? Like, so what was Tavis?
Tavis was ready. What's interesting to Kasha? So I mean, if Tavis felt that he entertained the possibility that you could answer, you could learn, you could hold like the Rambam. And that the Omei Betzida doesn't make it into a Chotzer Mishtameres. And it's just, and there's a difference between Chotzer Shein and Mishtameres and Chotzer Mishtameres, and one needs an Amir and one not. So then there's no right for Dawud Amis, because Dawud Amis is like a Chotzer Mishtameres, fine.
Wouldn't that might depend on how exactly the Amira works by Chotzer? Like, we don't really have a working shot, what exactly is going on, how the Amira unites with the Chatzar Sheinah Mishtemeres, so nobody puts out the day to make this weird cholin.
But it's interesting. Who says the Rambam, I think that that's what they say. I mean, there's someone,
Also, there's a non-Rambam Shita too.
I didn't check it. The truth is, I didn't check. But someone checked it for me, that the Rambam Guva, when he paskins that you need an Amira by Chatzar Sheinah Mishtemeres Amitzida, says you don't need an Amira by Chatzar Mishtemeres. And he also says David Amis doesn't need Amira. So
we're over here, the way he quotes the Rambam seems that way. The Gro over here, the way he quotes the Rambam, he couples Dalet Amos and Chatzar Mishtemeres together.
Right. That's right. I see now. I didn't see it, but it was perfect. So the Memeda, it comes out that if Tav is entertained, Pashup Shah, Tav isn't entertained the Rambam.
Well, there's there's a third sheet too.
It's somewhat daichik to say that Tav is entertained the Rambam, because if he entertained the Rambam, so why doesn't he, when he brings his raya, why doesn't he say something to explain the raya? Like, what kind of raya?
There's a third
sheet. One second. If the Tav is held to the Rambam, so what's he bringing a raya? And he feels that, gets a little funny. Like he knew the Rambam, and that's why he didn't bring a raya in the beginning. But at the end, he brings a raya. So why shouldn't he explain to me why the Rambam's wrong? So maybe he's not so nice. But if you say that Tavis did hold think of the Rambam, so then his first raya is not good. So you're going to tell me that Tavis is a third Shita.
A new
possibility.
There's a Radvaz that says the Amira's needed to preach, so we don't say that you're mochal the achirim. So that would be only shayach really by a chat. That's shayach if it's being konish lo bidaitu, because there's no potential mechilu because you're not aware. So that's dafka here. You wouldn't. So it's not so clear. You could bring a verse your chanina. Isn't so shayach to that necessarily.
But I'm sorry. I'm not.
The Radvaz quoted in the Shita says that you need Amira because otherwise we'll assume you're mochal.
Otherwise you're what?
Your mochel will assume that your mochel be achir. They just like, you're being letting them take it.
But then Tysus would make no sense. So what's Tysus' raya?
No, his raya is that you don't need it for the kinyan. It is not maybe.
Tysus, so obviously, isn't entertaining the this shita, because then he wouldn't have a raya.
No, but the fact that Gemara feels maybe, but the fact that Gemara brings interviews for Chanina for the Mishnah shows that the Gemara maybe doesn't hold to the Radvaz so much.
I don't know.
Because if the Gemara held to the Radvaz, then the word maybe not, it wouldn't be such a fair question to line it up against Vesi Bar Chanina. No? Maybe.
I don't know. Doesn't sound so good. Okay, anyway, it's a little strange. Let's try and finish Typhus, but there's a lot of strange things here in Typhus. So far I have two strange things. I don't understand how Dice schlugged up, how Dice schlugged up his Ein Leimar, except I gave a Deichik shot of Kivan, which I'm not crazy about. And I don't understand why didn't Dice bring right away a Raya from Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. So maybe you're the Aaron's, who is it, Radvaz?
Yeah, I think the Shita quotes Radvaz.
Radvaz was a contemporary of the Shita, no? I think so.
I don't remember.
Both in Sfas.
They're doing learning Kabbalah.
Learning Kabbalah, okay.
So it wouldn't be.
All right. So let's continue. Oh, there are Rav Chanina.
Shita wasn't in Sfas.
What?
Shita wasn't in Sfas.
Shita wasn't in Sfas? No?
It was in Alexandria.
Okay, I stand corrected.
The Arizal learned with him in Alexandria before he came to Tzfas.
Oh, okay. So that's where I got confused. But the Shita never made it to Tzfas?
I don't believe so. I could be wrong, but I don't believe so.
Okay. It is possible. You're right. I don't claim to be a buck anything.
He definitely learned with the Arizal in Alexandria.
Okay. I just know that they were all around the same time. I thought they were together. Okay.
Arizal was a Talmud chaver of the Shita. He was a little bit younger, and he was quasi-Talmud.
What did Rebbe say the halachas by?
What?
What Rebbe said the halachas by Dawud Amos?
Amar. The Rambam paskins Sandy was right. Just you can look in the Bach. The Rambam Baskin says Dawan Amis and Chatzar Mishtameres are the same, and you don't need a deep word. But a Chatzar She'ena Mishtameres, but only Bitzit. Taivis holds that nothing needs a deep word. Taivis holds you never need a deep word.
That Dawan Amis does not need, Taivis holds that Dawan Amis never needs a deep word, you said?
Yes, that's clear. That's what he brought from his first Raya. Okay, but I'm Rabbi, okay. So David says that therefore you have to say Alma after the Amar and Kani. Aye, so why does it say in our Mishnah? And the Sefer says it. Da'afilu Amar, even if you said, Kivin the Ratzke Dargalo Kani. Okay, so a little bit I fetch in the Lashon. First of all, I don't exactly understand what does he mean. Like, why would you have any big amina that Amira makes a difference? If Amira is Omaira but Omaira, you're kind of without Amira. Chatzah is kind of without Amira. So why is Rod's Kedako not kind of? Because it's not a Chatzah Mishtameres. So what does the Amira do? Like, what does the Amira? Why would I have a Havamina that Amira makes for a difference? But what's more troublesome is that Taivis is extra Lashon. Taivis, V'hokan Navashim Seifa. Tafino Omar is not Kainan. It comes along to Taivis and he feels like he has to explain. I said, it's a good Kasha. Why aren't you Kainan? Kivin, the Ruts, did I go Lokani? Like, can't we just cross those words out? I mean, that's what it says in the Seifa. The Sefer says, Ratz Kedargo is not kainah. If it be not Ratz Kedargo, it would be kainah. Ratz Kedargo is not kainah. Obviously, in the Sefer, you're not kainah because of Ratz Kedargo. Sefer says that the reason why he says the Amira is for the Sefer. He says, and you're not, doesn't work because Ratz Kedargo lo kani. I mean, that's like the most elementary thing in the world. That's what it says. So what is Tavis adding? Like, is there any reason Tavis would bother to repeat over the Mishnah? You should just say,
doesn't that make it
sound better? Period. Tafino Amar is not kinda. Why?
That almost be,
here in the Rav Kedargo.
The way Tosso says it makes it sound almost like the Amira actually, the Etzem does work, except that's Rav Kedargo, but intrinsically the Amira does something.
I understand. That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's what the Mishnah says.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Now, there's Tavis, I would have written it.
That
you would have a Hamina that Amira makes does something. Tavis, the Amira does nothing. I'm shy on the Seifa. It's like, you know, we always write the Seifa. And then there's no reason for Tavis to repeat.
Maybe it's like contrasting to the ratio.
That Davis really felt that there's some real good Havamina that it should help. Adyadekach, that he's bothered. Why doesn't Amira help in the Sefer? All of a sudden he's bothered.
Maybe it's a contrast. Said,
you know why? In other words, Davis, I would say, for the Phoenix, except when Aaron Hirschberg said this, Davis and his Havamina was not learning it said it for the Sefer. But Davis in the answer says it said it for the Sefer. By definition, if you say you're saying it's for the Sefer, you have to create some Gesunta Havamina why it might help. Now that Tavis is creating some Gesunta Havamina why it would help, so Tavis is bothered. Hey, that's such a good Havamina. I don't understand. Why doesn't it help? And for Tavis, a Chiddush. Keeping the Rav Kedargo lo kani. But I have no idea what that means. Because what does Rav Kedargo lo kani mean except that what it just says in the Mishnah?
Okay. Well, the Mishnah didn't really say that. The Mishnah said, Lo Amar Klum. That might be Mashma more that the Amira itself is always, the Mishnah is saying Amira Stam never works. It's Babkas. So Tosa is coming in and saying, no, don't read the Mishnah the way the Mishnah says the Halacha. It doesn't mean to say.
Obviously, the reason why you're not saying it is because of Rav Kedargo, because that's the only the ratio and the Sefer. The ratio is not Rav Kedargo, and the Sefer is Rav Kedargo.
Yeah, but whether the Mishnah, the Mishnah sounds like it's bashing Amira altogether. Like, why the Mishnah should have really said if the say it should have said Eino Kona? Why didn't it just say Lo Amar Kona? That's a weird way of saying the halacha. Like, why is the Mishnah pointing out the Tosfos?
Especially if you learn like Tavis, if the Amira is Almighty, then Almighty.
So it comes to us and saying, no, don't read the Mishnah that it says lo marklum. It doesn't mean that the mirrors are always bad. The Mishnah just says that it's lo marklum because that it's so kedarka, but it's not so. But the Mishnah doesn't exactly is necessarily mashma that that's what it's saying.
Rebbe, maybe also maybe.
I don't know.
Is that is.